Your Bibles, please, for our second reading, Joshua chapter 4. Joshua chapter 4, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command you them, saying, Take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones. And you shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place, where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men, whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. For the priests which bear the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished, that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people according to all that Moses commanded Joshua, and the people hasted and passed over. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over, that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priests in the presence of the people, and the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh passed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spake unto them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto battle to the plains of Jericho. On that day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. And the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, Come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place and flowed over all his banks as they did before. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, When your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until ye were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. All right, so we have these stones of remembrance here in the first part of the chapter. that it actually takes up quite a little bit of the chapter. So as I always do when I come to a place like this, I'll go up on the internet and I'll search around and see if there's any record of 12 stones that are still stacked somewhere in Gilgal and so on. And there were lots of stacks of rocks there, but most of them were more than 12 or less than 12, and it was obviously a superstitious thing and not still standing. But you know, the remembrance is important. And this is what I want to talk about for a moment, because we have in our own day landmarks, memorials that the Lord himself has given to us, hasn't he? We think of the Lord's Supper when Jesus will say, do this, what? In remembrance of me. We'll hear about the lady that took the alabaster box of oil and broke it over Christ and anointed him with it, that whenever this gospel is preached, what she has done here will be remembered, Jesus says, right? Our memories, our remembrances, milestones, landmarks, those things are important. They are important. We live in an age when everything is being torn down, right? According to the prescient but unbelieving George Orwell, we take down all of our history to create something new. Beloved, the Bible is not about creating something new. The Bible is all about us remembering the great works of God. And so here, once again, we have another landmark. We have 12 stones taken out of the midst of a river. And, you know, those stones would have been easily identifiable, wouldn't they? Why? Because stones that are taken out of a river, well, they look differently than other stones do. It's not just picking up 12 stones off the ground that are maybe weathered from wind and rain. No, these are stones that are in the midst of a flowing river that will have been smoothed out. They will have a particular look or aspect to them. They will be easily identifiable as river stones that have been stacked up as a memorial to what God did that day when that which polished those stones stopped, that the people of God might pass over. So they passed over. There's a little bit of translational difficulty here. Three times we read about where those stones were placed after they were taken out of Jordan. In the middle one, it says Joshua set up the 12 stones in the midst of Jordan. Actually, how we ought to understand that is Joshua set up the 12 stones which were in the midst of Jordan, no longer there. Now they're in Gilgal. They're in a place where they camped that first night. And remember that as they crossed some 2.something million people. And so even in that day, those stones served for a memorial. Why? Because not everyone that was there would have seen those first 12 men go through and take those stones upon their shoulder and walk to that place in Gilgal where the priest would stop and then place them at the priest's feet there. Not everyone would have seen that. But those who came in behind, those last ones to cross over Jordan, and they came and they passed by those stones, it would have been obvious to them that those river stones didn't belong there in Gilgal, that they were taken up out of the river, and that their parents might tell them as the word disseminated through the entire nation, these stones are stones of remembrance, that as God dried up the Red Sea, so he dried up the Jordan, because all of God's promises are yea and amen. And he did not fail to bring us into that land of promise that he has promised us. So it is indeed very helpful, these kinds of remembrances. We have some practical things that we do here to try to help you with that, parents. We give you a baptismal certificate, don't we, when we baptize your children. There were babies that they carried over Jordan that day, weren't they, that may not remember those 12 stones when they were set up in that day. They may not remember passing over Jordan, but they can go back to that place and they can view those stones and they can see that God brought them over Jordan on dry land. Well, why aren't those stones there today then? Why do we not have them there today so that we can go and visit them? Beloved, we have just visited them. Because now we have the Word of God written and preserved by God. This is the preservation of God's mighty acts right here before us in Joshua chapter 4, that we may read and remember what the Lord has done. And as the end of the chapter says, that we might fear the Lord our God forever, all the days. So we do have that remembrance, although we may not have the stones. We have indeed the rock, don't we? And all that he has done for us, preserved in his word. And so that is why Jesus will say, do this in remembrance of me. And we wouldn't have known that except that his word preserved that for us to know it. So we give you a baptismal certificate, parents, because your children may not remember the day that they were baptized, but you can, from time to time, sit down with them. And you can get out that certificate. You can look at that. There are two signatures on this certificate. These two men were there and they saw you the day that you were baptized. And they heard those commitments that we made concerning your soul to raise you in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And they heard all that the pastor said about you belonging to Jesus Christ and being one of his children. Remember that, my child. This is a remembrance that you have to refer to often. How can we improve our baptisms if we don't have some thing to tell us that we were truly baptized, especially as an infant? Right? So, very important stuff there. Both sacraments serve for us as remembrances of what the Lord has done for us. Now we move on. Verse 10, the priests are standing there in the middle of the ark. The whole nation passes over, and there's some particular people mentioned that passed over also. So we have Gad and Reuben and the half-tribe of Manasseh. And so we learn here, faithfulness to your word. This is important. It's been a while. It's been a while since this promise was made. But it was made that when the children of Israel go over armed into the land of Canaan to subdue it, although our lands are on the east side of Jordan and our wives and our children are there, we will leave them and we will go with them and we will keep our word to come and to subdue the land with our brethren, and we won't go home until it's done. Beloved, may I say, that's a manly statement. What do I mean by manly? That here is a man or men that promised and years later kept that commitment and stayed until the job was done. They took what they had committed into their own hands. They risked their own lives. They went out to battle with their brethren. They said, we're with you. We belong together in this fight, and we will not leave until we're done. Look around you, beloved. We have all made that same commitment one to another, have we not? So we're reminded of what has gone forth from our lips, that Jesus Christ is our sovereign Lord, that we will serve him with our strength, that we will be united to our brethren, and we won't leave until either the fight is done or we're done. That's the kind of commitment that you make in your vows to the Lord. Beloved, honor your vows. Keep those vows. Take these men as an example, as it says in Psalm 15:4, The righteous man vows and pays, even if it's to his own hurt. How do you think those men felt as they left their families on the other side of Jordan? They kissed their wives and their babies goodbye, and they said, "Beloved, I'm going to war, and I will be back if the Lord wills. And I won't come back until we're done, all of us." Well, that's commitment. Let's remember that. Let's remember that we live in an age of breaking vows, of vow breaking. And vow breaking is a wicked sin, beloved. So, all right, so that's verses 10 through 13. Verse 14, "On that day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life." By what? By the command to the priests to come up out of the Jordan channel. And they came up out of the Jordan channel, and what happened? The waters came back, just like they did in the days of Moses. And notice in verse 23, we are tying those two events together biblically, that they are two similar events to teach the people of God that there is yet a prophet among them. And then we have the faithfulness of Joshua. Those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan, did Joshua pitch in Gilgal? And he gave them that catechetical use. What are these stones all about, Mom and Dad? Here's what you will tell them. Here's how you will help them to remember. And then finally we come to the end of the chapter, and the Lord did all of these things for one particular reason. The vow keeping that we have seen, the stone carrying that we've seen, the stopping up of the water, the provision of leadership, the carrying of the ark by the proper authorities, by the Levites, and their churchly duty there, all of that is for one reason only. That all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. What a great chapter. Give us all of these remembrances and to remind us that it is our duty in all of them to fear the Lord our God forever. All right, with that then, let's stand and continue praising God in the singing.